From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is Addison Alexander with some of my original poems. And this poem is called Black Hole. Darling, if you're the sun, I'm moon. Over the moon in love with you. You're my eclipse, my endless view. Darling, gravity is a cruel little thing. Pulling hearts like tidal strings, pushing away just little things. Darling, do stars really burn upon reentry? I tried to enter your galaxy, but gravity won't let me. Hide your fires, darling. You told me love is a guiding flame. But yours was cold, no love, just pain. And you left me in the dark again. And was it ever more than just a refraction? Were you ever more than dark? Don't tell me if the truth will burn me, but were you planning to leave from the start? I thought the sun would guide me, not blind me. I thought its light was ours to share. And I know you didn't mean to harm me, but tell me, was it ever there? Darling, darling, darling! If you're the sun, I'm moon. Over the moon, in love with you. You're my eclipse, my worldview. Imagination. I've been in love. Only two, the idea. Made you up, just a ghost in my head. Goodbye to my someone. Please come back and haunt me. I know that nothing was real, but love. I'm sorry. These might just be the words of a teenage girl, but is imagination just a way out? I've heard stuff and seen the whole world from the back of my closet, holding myself hostage in self-doubt. And I've tried to wave bye to the ghost that still haunts me. Goodbye, love, I'm sorry. Someone told me to stop apologizing for things far beyond me, but I can't. Love, I'm sorry. And I've had trust issues since before I can remember, tiptoeing through shadows, second-guessing my friends. These might just be the fears of someone growing older. How many more years of torture? When will this end? Are you the missing piece? Am I finally free? Or are you holding the key to lock me back up again? These might just be some words, drowned, beat up, barely breathing. But still, there's power in the silence between them. These might just be the words of a drunk alcoholic, but imagination is just another out. I've read things and seen the whole world from the back of my closet, told myself I was there because of self-doubt. I've been in love only to the idea, made you up, just a ghost in my head. Goodbye to my someone, please come back and haunt me. And though nothing was real, still love, I'm sorry. The last part of friend. So you think that I'm funny? Well, I'm not making jokes. I'm just the bear that you like to poke. Supporting role. I'm important, but not. Kicked out of the spotlight, on the sidelines I rot. This isn't your novel, you're only the friend. What happens to you don't matter in the end. 1 + 1 don't mean 3 in the bed. So just go. It's the end. I'm just here for subplot. To add depth to the page. To be stupid or cunning or take all the blame. I take pushing and shoving and all your bad thoughts. Oh, you've got problems? Just put them in my box. This isn't your movie. You're only the friend. Stuff happens to you. Move on. Just pretend. Takes 2 to tango, but 3 doesn't blend. So leave the remote. Credits roll. It's the end. Broken film reel. Replaying myself. Being the side character means living in hell. I exist, but not on the next page. You give me back my life, just to kill me again, and again, and again, and again, and again. So you think that I'm sorry for what I did? You only live one life. At least that's what they said. Supporting role. I'm important, but not. I take pushing and shoving and get blamed a lot. Credits roll. It's the end. We don't need to hear this verse again. Shut the book. It's the end. The last part of friend is the. In the midst of a confusing world, writing becomes an outlet. Poetry offers not only the writer, but also the reader, relief from a reality that pulls the mind in all directions. For me especially, the beauty of words often provides a light at the end of the tunnel, one that, even if just for a moment, makes the world a bit more clear. Poetry opens a gateway into the author's mind from the perspective of an outsider. In that way, it allows the world to glimpse my point of view. For Youth Express, this is Addison. I'm 16 and a junior at Mount Lebanon High School. Thank you for listening.